Iranians held funerals today for the victims of Saturday's attack on the military parade, the deadliest attack in that country in nearly a decade. 25 people were killed, dozens injured as hundreds watched. Iranian authorities say a number of suspects have been arrested. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which lost members in the attack, accused the U.S. and Israel of being behind it and promised a devastating response. This all comes as President Trump brings his criticism of Iran to the U.N. General Assembly in New York this week. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, accuses the country of sowing instability in the Middle East. Barbara Slavin is director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. She joins us now. And Barbara, to the accusations from Iran, there are reports that these were Arab separatists that undertook this attack. Is there any evidence that the U.S. and Israel were masterminding it?
Yeah, well, hi, Robin. It's good to be with you again. No, there's no concrete evidence at this point who was responsible. The area is ethnic Arab, but these are Arab Shia, not Sunni. There have been reports in the past that Saudi Arabia actually has been providing assistance to some dissident groups. But, you know, apart from the accusations that we've heard on the Iranian media, there is no real concrete evidence. There's one group, I think, based in the Netherlands that has denied responsibility. There have also been some suggestions that ISIS might have been behind it. About a year ago, ISIS took responsibility for an attack on the Iranian parliament. So it could be that group as well.
Well, and talk about, you know, where the president is standing right now on Iran. Obviously not in favor of it in any way. And he's going to be chairing this Security Council meeting on Wednesday. He's expected to talk about Iran. But the UN, of course, you know, endorsed and oversees this nuclear agreement that everyone seems to think that Iran is abiding by, and it's the U.S. that's stepped out of it. What are the president's criticisms of Iran?
Yeah, well, you know, the same criticisms that he raised when he walked out of the nuclear deal back in May, that it's not resolving all the other issues that the United States has with Iran. Of course, it was never intended to do that. As you pointed out, Iran has been abiding by this agreement. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified more than a dozen times that Iran is in compliance, and it's the United States which violated it. So it's going to be a very strange Security Council meeting. If the president spends a lot of time on Iran, he may talk more about North Korea, which is more of a good news story for this administration, especially if they sense, you know, a lot of pushback from U.S. allies on the issue of Iran. But I'm sure he'll mention it. He'll mention it probably tomorrow when he addresses the General Assembly. And, of course, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, is there. He's just given an interview, apparently, to NBC, which will be broadcast tonight. He gives his speech tomorrow at the UN General Assembly as well. The Iranian foreign minister, Javad Zarif, is in New York, and he's extremely practiced. So we're going to have a lot of dueling rhetoric, a lot of dueling propaganda right this week.
Well, but, you know, Japan's president, Abe, is going to be meeting with Rouhani. Some see that as kind of a thumbing of the nose at, mm-hmm. at President Trump. But his backers can say that the sanctions that were reimposed after the president pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal are hurting the Iranian economy. There have been protests. Iran's president, Rouhani, has been under fire from Iranian lawmakers. So can it be said that the pressure from the U.S. and President Trump may be affecting change in Iran?
Remains to be seen what kind of change. I mean, my concern is that it's strengthening the more hardline elements in the society, and I'm afraid that this terrorist attack will also do that. It will make the society even more security conscious and even less likely to change its ways. In fact, on the Atlantic Council website, we have a blog called Iran Source. There's a piece up today by a scholar that says that Iran has gone through three phases in terms of its regional activities since the nuclear deal was signed. First, it was somewhat sort of more belligerent as hardliners were trying to compensate. Then it kind of got quiet for a while, waiting to see what Trump would do. And now some of the Iranian hardline elements are more assertive again because Trump is pulled out and they don't see any percentage in remaining restrained. All this talk that you hear about how Iran has somehow changed its ways, President Trump has said this a couple of times, it's not true. So, you know, know, I don't think the current U.S. policy is going to produce somewhat more responsible actions by Iran in the region or more reform at home.
But just very briefly, we have a few seconds here. Have the sanctions hurt Iran's ability to support these military proxies in Syria, Yemen, Iraq?
The sanctions have had a tremendous effect, but mostly on ordinary Iranians. The cost of these proxy groups is not very much, and Iran will cut back on its own people in order to be able to continue that. So, no, I don't think the sanctions are changing Iran's regional posture at all.
That's Barbara Slavin, director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council, ahead of this week's UN General Assembly in New York, and President Trump speaking to the Assembly tomorrow and then chairing the Security Council on Wednesday. We will be watching. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you very much.